Okay, we'll get started. Jasmine, a really solid performance out there today. Just talk us through your thoughts on the match and what you were most pleased about.
Yeah, I think it was a tough match. She was playing very well, especially in the second set with the serve and forehand. She has a big weapon, so I'm really happy about how I won the match, and especially the second set, because it was getting tougher out there.
Jasmin, how do you feel now, like this season, this year here in Stuttgart? And maybe have you already checked out which car you would like to win?
We are still in the quarter, so we still have many matches, but I think all of them are really nice. So my favorite one maybe is the 911. Because, you know, it's so fast, and the line, it's unbelievable. So it's a historic, I think, car, and I really love it. But we have to stay focused on the quarterfinals.
How does it feel twice to play against local players? And, well, does it support you as well if you feel then that the Germans will like you as well?
Yeah, it was nice out there. It's full of people and this tournament, so it's so nice. And of course, they were supporting more my opponent. But you know, I also had a fan club there, full of child, and really, really happy about the people. They are, you know, also cheering for me. So I was happy about it. But the atmosphere, it's great. The tournament, it's really nice.
You're here with your new coach. How did you come to the idea? It's his first coaching job after Nadal, I think, where he was in his team.
Yeah, I think so.
How did you come to the idea to take him? Did you know
him? It was, just a casual, random idea. I don't know how to say. Yeah, and... yeah, we are knowing each other. We are trying to speak a lot because, you know, it's first tournament, first two matches that he's watching me live, you know. So it's not easy because, you know, without matches, without watching matches, it's not easy. But we are starting to know each other better and better every day. And I'm happy about the collaboration right now. But, you know, let's see in the future. I don't know what to expect, but of course for now it's good. Everything is fine.
Yeah, we are at Easter time and tomorrow is a public holiday and it's not allowed to here to have matches. So that's special. And I think no matter if for religious reasons or any reasons, everyone has some days during the year he wants to be away from everyday life and so on and enjoy that day and celebrate. So which days would that be for you and what would you do at these dates and days?
But if I was home or if I went tomorrow? Okay. I don't know. I think just spend with my family or friends. Usually in Italy we say, you know, for Christmas we stay with parents and family, and for Easter, we go with the friends. So I don't know, maybe to have a lunch on the beach because, you know, hopefully the weather is going to be nice. But those kind of things, like normal things.
Back to the doubles. It was a very tight doubles match. Do you think you would have played better if you hadn't had a singles match before?
No, I think, you know, it helps to play the singles before the doubles, I think. But I think we started to play better too late, maybe, because the first set was so fast. But then we managed to understand how we should play. But, you know, it's every time with the match tiebreak is tough. We were up 8-4, and that was painful because we lost 10-8. But they played well, and you know, sometimes we were lucky that we managed to turn the match in the match tiebreak. Sometimes it's bad luck, you know, just you have to accept that, and hopefully we're going to play better the next weeks.
Jasmin, now you're a top 20, top 10 player last year. What did change off the court? Like, you have to do more stuff outside, like visiting Porsche Museum, like doing press, like doing cover shootings. Is it something you like, or what are the things you like? And you say you...
Yes, of course. I mean, I like it. It's some different things, you know, and I'm repeating to myself that it's something good for me, because it means that into the court I'm doing something well. So yeah, it's good to have some extra stuff to do outside the court because of that.
You played with Sara. And recently Italian team won Billie Jean Cup. And I would ask you, how is your relationship with other Italian players, like during tournaments? Do you stay in touch a lot, or it's not so?
I mean, with Italians a lot. We are a big team. I mean, we enjoy to stay together. We enjoy playing the Billie Jean King Cup. So I really, you know, like to be surrounded by good people, enjoying also somehow the tournament when we go out to dinner or with our physios from the federation. We're a big family, you know, and with other players. I try, you know, to be kind, to make some jokes, and I think we have all of us, we have a good relationships.
Yeah, maybe it's like a special Italian spirit, or it's just Italians.
I think we like to be together, go out to dinner together. It's something, to me, it's something great, you know, because you are surrounded by people that are doing the same thing. You are speaking about tennis, you are speaking about matches, I don't know, and but you are also having fun, so something great. And also with the guys, we were in Indian Wells playing ping pong with them, and playing the one with the balls that you have to put in the, like this. I don't know the name, so we try to have fun together, and I think it helps.
No, it's clear you will face Coco Gauff in the next round, then maybe Sabalenka, Swiatek in the final if you reach it, but let's basically stay with the Coco Gauff thing. You know each other very well, you know what to expect from that match.
We know each other. I practiced with her a lot in the last, 6 months. And she's a really tough player. She can play really, really well. And her ball is so powerful, I think. And I don't know what to expect, but for sure I need to try to be aggressive, to try to, you know, control the point. But it's not going to be easy, because she's serving good, moving good, and returning good. She's basically a very complete player to me. So it has to be, I have to play a good match to be into the match, you know, to try to win some games. I have to be focused, and I have to play aggressive, and I have to be there every point. Va bene tanto. Sì. Non me lo ricordo tanto bene, però sicuramente è stata una partita tosta il secondo set. Lei sul 6-1-2-0 ha iniziato a essere molto più aggressiva, specialmente sulla risposta. Io ero un po' troppo passiva a quel servizio, no? E a volte magari mi succede, vedo che devo mettere più prime, però inizio a diventare troppo passiva, quindi sicuramente una cosa a cui devo fare attenzione. E poi le partite cioè si complicano in maniera piuttosto veloce a volte, quindi sono contenta alla fine di come l'ho girata e l'ho portata a casa, però E sicuramente un obiettivo per la prossima partita è di cercare di mantenere il livello del servizio alto e di, insomma, se faccio break, di stare lì pronta per cercare di riconfermarlo. Sì.
Sul 6-5 da 40 15, 40 pari, ho dovuto rifare tutto di nuovo. Come era il tuo momento?
Lì secondo me nemmeno malissimo, nel senso che lì riero di nuovo un po' in partita, no? Secondo me i game che ho sbagliato, tra virgolette, sono stati quelli del contro break, no? E lì cioè magari ne prendi uno, sì, ma il secondo non puoi riprenderlo di nuovo, quindi lì secondo me è un po' cambiata la partita. Poi dopo sul 5 pari, cioè, quando sei lì vicino nel punteggio non è nemmeno facile, però cercavo di essere positiva, no? Cercavo di dirmi che insomma ero lì, che potevo far bene, che comunque mi sentivo bene, no? Era solo questione di fare le cose giuste. Lei serviva bene, cioè lei facevo fatica e soprattutto secondo me quando mi prendeva gioco dritto il primo colpo sulla dopo la mia risposta era molto pericolosa, però sicuramente è un aspetto secondo me che un po' devo migliorare, e quindi sicuramente lo terremo a mente da fare magari in allenamento, comunque già provarlo dalla prossima partita, però sì, è sicuramente un aspetto secondo me dove un pochino ancora posso incidere. No, sinceramente no, cioè anzi, secondo me è un bellissimo torneo e mi piace come è allestito, no? Lo stadio non è grandissimo, però c'è sempre tanta gente e c'è questo gioco di luci appunto che si vede ora, però è molto fatto a spettacolo, no? Secondo me io lo apprezzo tantissimo, cioè secondo me è un torneo che dovrebbe essere d'esempio, no? per tanti altri tornei. Allora, sinceramente spero di rispondere un pochino di più. L'ultima volta ci ho giocato a Cincinnati, tra l'altro lei vinse il torneo e poi vinse anche lo US Open, quindi stava giocando veramente bene. Però sicuramente devo cercare di essere aggressiva, di cercare di tenere il controllo del punto, perché altrimenti diventa difficile. Lei comunque poi difende bene, serve bene, sa essere aggressiva. Quindi devo cercare di, secondo me, cercare di tenerla un po' lontano dal campo, mantenendo il controllo e mettendogli un po' di pressione. Questo sicuramente è l'obiettivo, ora non ancora ne devo parlare, però credo un po' in testa di avere questo. Vai.